Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 13th of August, and I'm recording at a somewhat later 11:25 p.m., and that's British summer time. Okay, now, well, a quieter day here overall. Everybody's focused on China. Not surprising, biggest elephant in the room, and some fairly erratic policies. Led by the government, but steadier in here today. Nothing all that dramatic, but the Shanghai Composite was up 1.75%. We had modest gains, less than 0.5% by the Hang Seng and the H share index. Before that, a good day by Japan, up nearly 1% on the Nikkei 225. Also, the second section index in Japan, which I've been mentioning every day recently because it so often leads, and it had been leading to the downside. But it had a reasonable bounce in here today. That's only one day. We need to see some persistent upside follow through. And it usually trends persistently in one direction or another. So we will see. If it's get some follow through on the upside tomorrow by the close, that will be more favorable news for Japan, which has seen a reaction recently in line with so many other markets. Elsewhere, Asia Pacific markets mostly higher, with modest gains, and exception being Thailand, which is down just under a little less than a third of a point. And looking at the European markets, well, mostly a bit firmer. Switzerland had a good day, up 1.5%. Sweden up 1.2%. Now, let's see, we had Netherlands down just a tiny fraction, UK down a tiny fraction, but overall steadyish action. Germany couldn't hold its early gains, strong gains, but still closed up 0.4%. And Euro stocks up a little under, not quite 1%. So reacting a little bit to following, picking up a little bit following those two sharp days to the downside. And on Wall Street, well, it seesawed a little bit, then was picking up a couple of hours before the close, but lost those gains. The Dow was up just under 6 points, so tiny change there. But the S&P was a little lower, but only down 2.66 points. And the NASDAQ, also a small loss, NASDAQ Composite, down nearly 11 points. So as I say, a quiet day there overall in stock markets. I think China will remain the focal point here overall, but also Wall Street. So the two biggest markets here, people will be watching a bit nervously, particularly regarding China. But again, the U.S., a lot of those indices have lost their uptrend consistency, as I pointed out previously. And currently, the NASDAQ is the last one resisting, both those NASDAQ indices, last ones resisting that easier tone overall. And we're still, of course, in this global corrective phase, not corrective phase, but this global period of underperformance, of course, from the 1st of May through the end of October. And as I've said on a number of occasions, it would hardly be surprising if Wall Street got its long postponed or 10% plus correction between now and the end of August. If it doesn't do that on the big indices like the S&P 500, if it doesn't do it, it'll do it rotationally, which which would be actually quite positive. But even if we get the 10% plus correction, I would not regard that as a significant negative, although it will certainly alarm some people in our emotional markets. And so a nervy environment here overall. Remember, buy low, sell high. And looking elsewhere, the US government bond market, that yield moved up just a little bit, but it's still really quite low at 2.185% on the 10-year. And VIX eased just a fraction at 13.49, nothing very significant there right now. The dollar index, which had a sharpish reaction yesterday, but it picked up here a little bit today, 96.397. But that did not really erode that downward dynamic that we saw yesterday by very much. I maintain that the Fed would very much like to see the dollar lower, and that would open the door for a little further for the interest rate, quarter point interest rate hike in September. Elsewhere in Europe, the euro quietly steady 1.1152 against the greenback, and sterling almost unchanged, 1.5609. In Asia, we've had a softer tone for the second consecutive day in the Indian rupee. It's broken down out of a trading range of several months. It hasn't done, it's only a little lower on the year against the, again, I'm talking about it against the US dollar. But following China's devaluation, modest devaluation, but India really has to follow because it's seen other Asia Pacific currencies all weaken, and therefore it's really not going to be able to hold its own against the a greenback while the greenback is still reasonably steady. Commodity markets, a bit of a mixed picture. Soybeans, corn, and wheat picked up a little bit, but only regained a part of yesterday's sharp losses. Industrial metals looks like they're lower in here today. Precious metals also eased, not significantly, but palladium down to 613.75. That's down just under $2. And silver a little bit lower here, 24 cents at 15.375. And platinum down a couple of dollars at 1993. And gold just down 20 cents at the moment, 1,115 nearly. So again, those precious metals, they could see a little bit further technical rally, but I think it's really mainly a technical rally, which might get close to the underside of the declining 200-day moving averages. I don't think we've seen the final floor, and we certainly don't have a base formation on any of these precious metals at this stage. And I think that's pretty much it. So all the very best to all of you.